coach, you took the split today. You have more conference play on Saturday. Can you talk about what you did and didn't like in these two games today that will help you for Saturday's game?
Yeah, so what I liked in the first game is we did a really, really good job of setting the tone of the game. In the second game, we allowed them to set a tone. Donnie threw a phenomenal first game that really kind of shut him out, but whether I'm throwing a different pitcher in the second game, I still expect that out of my second, you know, out of my second game. I told the girls after the game, you know, the good news and the bad news is they're still in control of their own destiny. We would have liked to take two from St. John's to lock in that third spot, but reality is we just need to do it the hard way. We need at least a split with Seminole to lock in that third spot for the playoffs.
And then looking to more conference play overall, you said you were trying to set the tone with these games. What is the overall message that you're trying to tell your team to finish out in the conference?
We want to score early and often. Our pitching staff as a staff isn't necessarily a staff that's going to throw a bunch of shutouts. We're going to have to score a number of runs in every ball game to stay in the ball game. All we ask our pitchers to do is just keep it close, you know. On top of that, we made more errors than I think we've made almost in the entire season in a doubleheader, and you can't walk people, and then on top of that give extra bases and errors. So if we clean up our defense, we continue to score early and often, we'll be okay.